Hey everyone! SpacePod is over 10 years old, and it's time to shake things up. I'm trying something new. I hope you like it! Welcome to SpacePod. Questions from kids. I'm Carrie Nugent. I'm a professor at Olin College, and I study asteroids. As every scientist knows, nobody asks harder or better science questions than kids. Today's question is from Isaac, age 5.
What's the fastest asteroid?
What is the fastest asteroid? I reached out to Dr. Michael Bush to get an answer.
I am Michael Bush. I am a research scientist at the SETI Institute. I am asked, what is the fastest asteroid? This is an interesting question, but the answer is going to depend upon how we are defining our terms. In physics, we have the concept of relativity. This means several different things, but for this purpose, it means if we're measuring how fast something is going, we're always measuring it relative to something else. So if we are standing on the Earth, we see asteroids passing by the Earth, we can measure how fast they go. It depends on their orbit around the Sun and how it is arranged relative to the Earth's orbit around the Sun. The fastest asteroids we see that pass by the Earth are traveling in the opposite direction the Earth travels around the Sun. So we see them going at about 70 kilometers per second, which is 45 or so miles per second relative to the Earth. If you wish to go faster than that while being in orbit around the Sun, you have to be closer to the Sun. And now we're measuring velocity relative to the Sun, rather than relative to the Earth. The fastest asteroids by this measure are things like the asteroid Phaethon. It's on what we call a very eccentric orbit. It comes a bit further out than the Earth, loops in very close to the Sun, much closer than Mercury, and comes back out. When it makes that closest pass to the Sun, it's going a bit over 100 kilometers per second, so 65 or so miles per second, relative to the Sun. You can't get going too much faster than that for an asteroid because Phaethon is currently getting slowly boiled off into space. This produces something called the Geminid meteor shower from bits of the asteroid that have gotten thrown off around closest approach to the Sun. Asteroids or comets that get closer than Phaethon pretty quickly evaporate from being so close to the Sun, which is cool to watch when it happens, but they can't keep going that fast. Because they are no longer so close to the Sun because they've evaporated. That's about as fast as things can go if they are part of our solar system. But there is one group of objects that may be called asteroids or comets, depending upon how they behave, that do travel faster. And these are interstellar objects. We see objects, asteroids and comets in our solar system, pass too close to Jupiter in particular directions. They get thrown out of the solar system completely and go off into interstellar space. They are not coming back. Occasionally, objects that were thrown off from other stars pass through interstellar space for a very, very long time, come close to the Sun. We have seen three of these so far. The most recent one is actually a comet, the 3I Atlas, which came into our solar system from the outside. It's about as far away from the Sun as Mars is as I record this. And it was traveling at about 60 kilometers per second, so that's not quite 40 miles per second faster than anything that can orbit the Sun. It's just traveling too fast to remain around our solar system, and it will just go out the other side and keep on going. So the answer to what is the fastest asteroid depends on where you are standing when you make the measurement of the speed. But it ends up being these interstellar objects passing through our solar system. If people have more questions for me about space or asteroids or interstellar objects, you may find me on both Blue Sky and Mastodon at Michael-W-Bush, B-U-S-C-H. And thank you for the chance to answer the question.
Thanks, Isaac, for your question, and thanks to Dr. Michael Bush for his answer. I am looking for more space questions from kids, so listen to the credits and hear how to send me questions. This new format doesn't have people trying drinks, but I wanted longtime listeners to know that I was drinking a can of banana water while I edited this, and I made the mistake of pouring it into a glass, and it is an unpleasant color. But it tastes okay. I'm probably not going to drink all of it, though. Thanks for listening to this new format. I look forward to stumping the world's brightest minds in astronomy and planetary science with questions from small children. Do you know a kid with a space question? I'd love to hear it. Just record them asking the question and upload the audio file at listentospacepod.com. I'll do my best to get them an answer. You can find SpacePod on almost any podcast player or at listentospacepod.com. The show is produced by me, Carrie Nugent. Intro music is from The Return by Deltron 3030. Huge thanks to Deltron 3030 for letting me use it. The beeps you just heard are from the very first space probe, Sputnik. The views expressed here do not reflect the views of my employer or the employer of my guest. Thanks for listening.